and Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph in the middle of the Amid, we had learned that that Rabbi Reiker Chuzor was standing in the Shuk to be Lefet, and Eliyahu Hanavi came to him. He had asked him to show him a Ben Olam Haba, and then we have it follows. Adahochi v'ochi, also hanach trei achi, two brothers came. Amalei, so Eliyahu Hanavi told Rabbi Reiker Chuzor, hanach nami bnei alma da'osininu, these two are bnei olam haba. Also legabayu, amalohu mai uvdaichu. What do you do? Amrulei inshi b'duchi anon. We are people, simchadike people, smeichim umesamchim b'nei adam, Rashi says. These are people who are always in a happy mood, and they were mesamchim. Anan mevat chinon atzivi. A person who's depressed, umesameichim. Inami kichazinan beitrei de islo tigre, or if we see the two people have a machloikis between themselves, badayu tochinen badine luhushalmo. Seit amoyre de kezach, to be mesameyach someone who's depressed, to make shalom, that's a ben olam haba. Rashi says, tochinen b'mili d'b'dichusa b'nai. That means it seems if you want to make shalom, first you have to get on a lighter vein. You can't be so serious. So tachinen b'mili d'b'dichusa b'nai ad the of the shalma till we make shalom. So the Bach says, davor shalom b'in odom l'chavere hi echad min hadvorim shadom eichol perisem b'olam hazeh. Think the Gemara weiter. Al eiru masriin b'chol mokim. Just let's refresh our memories. Let us just look in the Mishnah for 1 minute. And the Mishnah says as follows. Al eiru masriin b'chol mokim. Chol mokim, Rashi had said, in Yerub Aspamye, Masriyim Bebovel, Bebovel Masriyim Bespamye, because this is a Makke Mahalaches. So Kol HaShoimim are also Masriyim, it's considered like one big Mokim. Alelu Masriyim Bechol Mokim, Ala Shidofin, Vala Yarkin, Vala Arbe, Vala Chosel, Vala Chayero, Vala Cherev, Masriyim Olem, Ineishim Makke Mahalaches. Zamakim aleches, maise sheyordu steinim Yerushalayim loreyim, vedozu tainis al shenire kemole pitano shidofin ba'ashkelein. Vedozu tainis al shochlu zeivim shnei tenoikis beve hayardein, abyeise mole al shochlu ela al shenire. And Rashi says, mole tano meforesh bigmor. And the Shidof in Rashi says, Betvuis, Yarkoim, Choyli. Chayero, Meshakeles, Bnei Odom, Cherub, Chayolis, Ahilchim, Larig, Lahashkes, Bechol Mokim. So let us see now the Gemara. Aleilu Masriim, Bechol Mokim, Tana Rabbono, Aleilu Masriim, Bechol Mokim, Ale Shidofin, these are winds that the tvua, the kernels of the tvua are blown out through these winds. Vala yalkein, Rashi says, chayli, we had Rashi in the Mishnah, and chadushay an sheshem, and chesem et aleph in the daf yarif, he goes on the Ran says also it's a chayli, came Pirish Rashi Bigmora, while Ramban Pirish Yarkin Nami Atvur. That Yarkin is going, it's something wrong with the Tvur. Came Pirish Rashi Parshis Kisovoi, זל ירקן יויבש פני הטבועה מחסיפן ונפחו לירקן. It's a, it starts getting dry. It's not completely dry, but starts drying up, and the tvua gets pale. Came to Rashi, Sosri Adodi, but Al Kaponim, that's his ha'or. So we'll see, we have a Lechera Raya from this Baraisid, not like Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Ala Shidofen, Vala Yarkain, Bechol Shehu. That how much do you need? You need kol shehu. Arbe v'chosel, afilu l'nire beretz Yisrael, ala konaf echot, masrin alayim. Now, l'chayre, here I found the Keraneres Moira. If Yarkain is a yayvish of the tzvuah, like Shidofin is a mak of the Tvur, it's a Mamele, Rabbi Kiva is saying, the Kolshu, that there's no amount, that it means that the minutest amount of Yarkin and Shidofin with Geyser Tainis, and we'll see Rashi has the Kash, and the Mishnah says, Malayatano, that's Rashi's Kash. But if you learn it's a Chayli, so then the Loshan Kolshu, whoops, it's very unclear. This Kash of the Karen Eira asks on Rashi. Now let us see our Rashi over here. Shidofen v'yarke, kiven shenire kolshu masrin. Umaloi tano the masrin. So Rashi asks, so what is, and the Mishnah says, Sashira maloi tano. So Rashi says, two terutzim. One terutz Rashi says, lehis anais. Now this Rashi, even though Rashi said one word, Rashi made a mapech over here with this one word. That means that let us look at the Mishnah. We had learned the Mishnah. We started the Mishnah, Seder Taniyas Eilu is only Berevi Rishoyne Avot Tzmochim Sheshonu Masrim Aleim Yad. And then this is Masrim, and this is Masrim. So Taisa said Klo on the Mishnah, Masrin Aleim Miyad, Umisanin Kmoikain. So when it says Masrin, it means that that's the, here's the Chaymer of the tiniest Achroinis, and the Masrin means your Misane plus. It's like, and by Misan that's, I would be Mashme from Rashi. Rashi says, Masrin Aleim Miyad Afilo Barishainis. Shekol chayim ha'achaynes noig behem. So poshet for Rashi would seem that you're fasting. That's the difference between Seder Taniyas Eilu, the Seder Taniyas is only Bevi Rishayne, Abo Tzmochim Sheshonu, Masrim Aleim Miyad. So Rashi seems to say, Masrim Aleim Miyad, Afilu B'Rishayne, Shekol chayim ha'achaynes noig behem. So kol chayim achaynis l'chayra means all the chumris which are in the taneisim achaynim, the seven last taneisim. So we're speaking about fasting over here. Taisa says klo like that. Now, the Raivit doesn't say like that. The Raivit learns that masriyin, the shidritva bin zana Raivit, that masriyin means not taneisim, only masriyin. That's how the Raivit learns. Now there's very interesting diukim according to the Raivit. If we look at the Mishnah says as follows: Tzmochim sheshanu masrin alayim. Fine. That means you blow shayfa. Yodu letzmoch posku gshamim ben gashim legashim aboim yoyim masrin alayim. Again, masrin. And then further, if there wasn't ikshamim for b'susichin, asrin aleim miyad. V'chein ir shalayodol ikshamim, oisa ir misane umisras. Here it says already that ir is misane umisras. Here mentions time. Let's go further. Ir shiyesh b'devra mepoydus oisa ir misane umisras. Close with yourself, misanis loy misris, and this is going devil oy mapoilis. Here it says misana misras. Let's go, then it says further in the Mishnah, Al eilu masriyin b'chol mokin. Al shidofin v'lo yakin v'alba v'lo chosu. That's what we're talking about now. Here again says masriyin. It doesn't say mis'anin. And then later, the ma'ise sheyodus kainim mirishlaim l'oreyim v'gozru tainis al shenire kemole pitano shidofin b'ashkelon. So this is the Raivat Shita, that wherever it said Masrin in the Mishnah, this very interesting diyukim. Sometimes says Masrim, sometimes says Mesanin. So this is the Raivat Shita. It seems from the Rashi in the beginning of the Perik, Rashi did not learn like that, because Rashi says a second Teretz. So, but the first Teretz of Rashi, Rashi said a whole Mapech over here. Because of this Kasha, here it says a Filana Koshu, your masriim, and here it says amoli tano. So Rashi says, yeah, because there it says misanin. The gozru tainis al shenire kemole pitano. Tainis is, it's not a kolshu. Masriim, then is a filan a kolshu. This is the first teretz of Rashi. And because of this kasha, Rashi is diverting and saying pshat the whole Mishnah, like the Shita Sarai. That's the first teretz. Inami, a second teretz. So Rashi says that it didn't just relating an incident. It's relating an incident that the Maisa Shayodus came in Bisham Reyu, the Gozu Tainish Al Shaniri Kamoli Pitana. That was the Maisa. They saw there was a Moli Tana that was a certain amount, that there was a Mak of Shidofin on it, so they were Gozu Tainish. That's what they saw. That was the story. But does not necessarily mean that you need this exact shear in order to be geis or tainis. For the second teretz Rashi or the taket, so then we can learn masriyim means tainis, and this is a maisha shohiya kachoya. On the second teretz of Rashi, the Rav HaMagid is moira, the gemore and the chobezim at base is a whole pilpul, what is pshat mole pitano, a whole shaila what mole pitano is, a whole sugya. So the Rav HaMagid asks, according to Rashi, if this is not negeil aloch and ma'ase shahoya kach hoya, so memela, so what's the pilpul? What mole pitana is? Just talking about it was there, but you don't have to make a whole shaka v'talya. Therefore, the Rav HaMagid says, the Rambam Shita was that kol shehu you have to take with a grain of salt. Kol shehu means mole tano. That's you don't need a lot. But the shira molitana you need. That's pshat in the kol shehu. What does it say further? Rabbi Kiva said, "Al bechasil afilu leinire beretz Yisrael ala knaf echod masriin alei knaf echod oif echod shaloi seimin." I mean, I'm not talking about an arba chosil k'ein tzipa kol kon. Ba'al Chaya, and the Mishnah says further, that on Achaya it's also Masrin. Al Chaya ro, Tana Rabon. We have a very interesting Gemara now. Chaya ro she'omru bizman shehi mishulachas Masrin alel. Ein mishulachas, ein Masrin alel. So Rashi says, what is that? Mishulachas min hashamay. That means that you have to be done what this Chayiro is doing. If it's something that it's in her nature, you don't make a calamity over this. So that's the nature of a Chayir. But if it's something that is not the nature of a Chayir, so this is Mishulach Asmin Hashemayim. Here you see Klo Yad Hashem, a Chayir would never do such a thing. So then it's Masriyim. So when do we know that is the nature of the Chayir? When do we say that this is the Yad Hashem? Eizu hi mishalachas ve'eizu hi she'eina mishalachas. Niris be'ir. You see a chayero in a populated city. A chayero comes into a city. That is against the nature of a chayer. It will not go in a populated place in a city. Mishalachas. So the nearness alone, that's already it's masriyim. Besode, if you see a chayavon esode, Eina Mishalachas. That's not Mishalachas. I saw that it's not a populated place, so a chaya could be there also. So the Nigas doesn't mean anything. B'yayim, if it's by day, Mishalachas. Balayla, Eina Mishalachas. Rosso Shnei B'nei Odom, V'rotsu Sa'achayim, it saw two people, started chasing them, Mishalachas. That's Mishalachas. Svas Emes is Metzadid, could be, it's Meduyik, Shnei B'nei Odom, says Meirachem V'chitchem, Rabbi Andachayis, it could be Meirachem V'chitchem is a Loshen Rabbin. There's a Avtoche, it's in normal circumstances, two people are mapple, a moire on the balchai. Rasim v'chitrim. So they're chasing after two people. Mishalachas. That's exeirim min hashamayim. It's min hashamayim. Nech ba'is mipneim. As soon as it sees the two people, it hides. Or bolcha, we have a gils on the side. Ain't a mishalachas. That's normal. Tovo shnei b'nei odom, v'och la'echad mehem. It killed two people and it ate one. Mishalachas, this is Mishalachas. Mishalachas is, why did it kill the second one? If it killed, that would have killed the first one, there's no kasha. It was, someone said, b'nafsha yobi lachmai, what do you want? It's hungry. It's So it went to the, it has to go in the, some mail, that's no kasha. That doesn't mean that it's mishalachas, it means that the chai is hungry. But it killed two and ate one, so why did it kill the second one? That's a Yad Hashem. Ochlo shneyim, but if it killed two and ate both of them, ain't a mishalachas. It's hungry. So they didn't have another eitzer. Also the gag, Vinotlo tinik me'arise, went up to a roof, and on the roof there was a baby in a cradle. Mishalachas. That's Mishalachas. So now, the Beraise explained, when is it Mishalachas? When do we say it's a gzera min hashamayim? And when do we say that it is, ain't a Mishalachas? So now we start explaining it. Hagufa kasha. Amrit niraso beir mishalachas. Loishna bayayim, loishna balayla. Just said a beir, it doesn't have a place in an ear, that's not the normal mocking for a chaye, so that's called mishalachas. Vahoda amrit, and then you said beyayim mishalachas, balayla ain't a mishalachas. So the Gemara answers like kashe, hochi koma. Niraso beir beyoin. That beyoin or belaila is a pirish and niraso beir. Niraso beir beyoin. If it's beir beyoin, mishalachas. Beir belaila ain't a mishalachas. Because at night it feels secure. It's not, it's dark and, so it feels secure at night. Is inami besode, afilo beyoin ain't a mishalachas. But a sode, the Beraise said, Bayoim Mishulachas. So Bayoim Mishulachas is a Pirish and Beir Mishulachas. When is a Mishulachas Beir? Bayoim Mishulachas. And that what we had, a sode is not Mishulachas. The Nami will come out a sode, Afilo Bayoim, ain't a Mishulachas. A sode is never Mishulachas. Because that what it's near a sode, It's not scared to go into a soda because this is not a populated market. Let us see Rashi. Besoda ain't a mishulachas, ain't a ulcha. That's normal that it should be, find itself in sodas. Tove shnei b'nei odom, b'lei ochla ela echad mehem, adai mishulachas. Kiven de loy hoy sore eva evali echot, my time kotla lay lida. So why did he kill the other one? It's meiradik. That means you have a hungry wolf. So, when one is hungry, you think he can, First, let's first kill the two people. We'll see later, he killed them with basachas. He killed them, then he started eating one and finished. He got sat already. He had overestimated his hunger. We don't say that. We say that a hungry wolf knows how much it needs. If it needs one person or two people to satisfy its hunger. And if Yesoda needs one person, will never kill two people. It knows exactly how much it needs. It's Meiridik. Shneim ain't a mishalachas. Shneim neharu v'chalto. Tobi Yama was Meirid. L'chay Rashi says Shneim neharu. He killed them. The kash is, why did he kill them? Tolfam. So he killed them because we see he ate them up. Also Legak. It's a very modern mice over here. There's a tinnik and a gag. What's happening over here? So Rashi explains, Vigilam hoyu lishtamish kol tashmishayim begagais. Used to be mishtamish and the gagish lehoyu mishipoim. They were not slanty, ela halokim, bishovim, some emele, so you had to do something outside, you had the roof as another floor of shimush. For who adin lebayi shetachtov, if it went inside, it's also the same din. Abdatka also legag. But the means, also legag means that the chaya entered the dira of a human being. We'll see that's the chiddush over here. Arisa balas, ochi koma, palza balas, ochi koma, hai diktoni nirasa beir, ochi koma, nirasa beir, when is nirasa beir, masrihin kegoin, shenirasa beyoim, was nirasa beyoim, distam nirasa beyoim ashme, avo balailo, eina mishulachas, hai diktoni nirasa beyoim air koi, it's going on a ear. Is also in the Mishalachas. Fine. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now it said further, Roaso Shnei Bnei Odom, Birotso Achreihem, Mishalachas. Now, let's just figure out, where was this Roaso Shnei Bnei Odom, Birotso Achreihem? I call speaking about an Asode. If it's Be'ir, so you don't have to learn after anybody. That what it came into the ear, nira sobir, that alone is mishalacha. So we know that. So that's speaking about, it's besod. But the nasod, achaye, ishterzach nish to show itself. But now it started chasing people. Roso shnei b'nei odom. Verotzu so achayim. It's very good according to the bench before the svasemis. There's amiracham v'chitram. By Shnei B'nei Odom, and it chased two people, which is not normal, Mishalachas. So that's Mishalachas. That's also the Min HaShemayim. So the Gemara's Medayik, it says, Rotzus HaChayim, Ho Oimedes, what's the halacha if it just stands there? That means it doesn't run away, it doesn't hide. You're here, I'm here, I'm here also. So Vais Tochayis, Eina Mishalachas. That's not called Mishalachas. Later it says, Nech beis bivneyem, if it hid from them or ran away from them, Eina mishalachas. Haimed is mishalachas. Lachir we investir in the Mishneh. From the Reisha we medayik, Tavke rotsus achreim is mishalachas. But Omdo is not mishalachas. In the Sefer it says, that Tavke nech beis is Eina mishalachas. But what's a vice to his own days, Mishalachas? So the Gemara answers like Kash. Kan besode asmucha la'agam. Kan besode she'ein asmucha la'agam. Zot Rashi. Ha'omdo besode v'loi rotsiso v'loi nechbeis. She didn't chase after them, and she didn't hide. It stands there, faces him in the face. So the Gemara says, it matters. There's two types of sodas. Besoda hasmucha la'agam omdo eina mishalachas. So if it stood there and it didn't run away, it's smucha la'agam, that's not mishalachas. Why? It's no kasha. Where's her fear? The key in the smucha la'agam, Ein Revisa. Now the Agam is the place where she grows up. That's her Mokim Gidul. The late Bolcho. So she doesn't run away. Savra Yosi Basroi Arikna Lagamiyat. I mean, she has the Pas Basaloi. She has her Agam near her. She knows in her Agam she's not afraid at all. So when she's in the Soda, why should she run away? Man of Sheikh, if you won't shepherd me, it's not good. If you will shepherd me, so then they have time to run away. That is She'ena Soda Shesmuchalaga. Soda She'ena Smuchalaga. So Memele, so she's not so secure. If he's not shepherding, what are you going to do there? We're going to run to. This is not home ground. And it's Omda Mishalachas, the Kivin, the Lav Mokim Reviso, this is not her Mokim Gidl, the Kaimon, she's still standing here. Where's your fear? Berachem Vechitchem, where's your fear? Badai Mishalachas, so it's Zicha Mishalachas, Zairei. This is already Exeira Min HaShemayim, and we have to take the message and do something about it. Agam Marshik, that's a marsh, swamp, Belaz, a somach le'ir, v'hu mole koitzim. Now, that what Rashi says, v'hu mole koitzim, I understand very well. Fakir, this enhances the security of the chayy. Fakir, because she knows that a human being cannot manipulate there because it's mole koitzim. So Mamele, that's Mamish a home ground. But that what Rashi says, Asomuch Le'ir, I haven't the faintest idea why Rashi has to say this. What's the difference if it is Somuch Le'ir, not Somuch Le'ir? Kisanya he. But this goes on further. So the vow now we know that a Sode, so if it's Samach la'agam, so Amda is Soda. If it is Samach la'agam, so Amda is also not Mishulachas. If it's not Samach la'agam, then Amda is Mishulachas. Tolfo, we hit further the Baraisim. Tolfo, Shnei B'nei Yodim Ke'echod, V'och lo'echod mehem Mishulachas. It went and killed two people, not one of them. Is Mishalachas. So this is a Simen Min HaShemayim. Why did they kill two? If it's hungry, it only should have killed one. Shneim Eina Mishalachas. If they killed both of them, so it's hungry. It's Eina Mishalachas. Va'amret afilo rotzeso. So the Gemara asked, why do you have to kill them? You just said before, Philip, it chases them, it's Mishalachas. Omar Apope Kitani Ahi Ba'agma. At that, what you have to kill, that's Ba'agma already. What does Rashi say? Kisan Yehi, the Ochle Ein Rotzus Aloy, Ba'aga, Kufi, the Kivin, the Hainu, Duchto. This is Mamish, our home grounds. Somcho Adaite, they can chase them also. That's not Mishulachas. If it's chasing them in Agam, it's Mamish the home grounds. So Memele, so there Dafke Tofo is Mishulachas. She went and killed them without any reason whatsoever. It's not hungry. So then that's Mishulachas, that's the Simonis Min HaShemayim. Well, some is they chasing them? Sure you chase. You're coming into my property. What business do you have to be? So you could chase and she feels secure because this is Ba'aga. Before we see, go further, let us see Taisvis. Tov for Shnei B'nei Odom. She killed two people. Och lo echad mehem. And she ate one of them. Mishulachas. That's Mishulachas. So Taisvis, v'hu adin lo'y och lo echad mehem. Adin you any of them. It's also Mishulachas. Shreim ochlo shneim eina mishulachas. If it ate both of them up, it's not mishulachas, it's not min hashamayim. Tod ochlo shneim lehava mitam mishulachas, mitam dira eve. Then the fakir. So if it eats up the people, so the reason is a different reason, because she's hungry. So that doesn't mean it's a simen min hashamayim. But v'ha de nokat ochlo echad mehem, revusa have it. אף אגב דוח לחם הם אבי משולחת. וכדי סתם גסה חידוש. Even though they ate up once, I saw the mice was hungry also, so perhaps we could say that the reason did not be the other one, that the mice didn't chesh mugad, it thought it was very hungry, and then the mice, it wasn't that hungry. So we say, no, Avil Dachaya knows how much it needs, and if it killed another person, which is not needed to be served for the meal, so that's mishalachas, that's mina shemayim. Gufa, also legag, benotlo tinik me'arisa mishalachas. It went on top of the roof, netuk atinik me'arisa, a child from a cradle, so it's mishalachas. That's mina shemayim. Frek de gemore pshite. Now let's understand the Gemara's kasha. So the Shita Labala Tzreira says pshat. Number one, the Kivin da Omar de Gag, if you're talking about a roof, so Be'iru, so it's a city. Umestame b'yoimhu, bein derech laniya chatinik b'layla lagag. Some you don't leave the baby at night. So mestame, so it says over here, that a chaya went on the roof, and it took the child, took the child from the cradle, so that's mishulachas. In fact, the Gemara, so the kasha is, if this is be'ir and bayoim, so you don't need all these things. It just goes into the city without doing anything. So that's mishulachas. That's what we had before. Nirasa be'ir bayoim, it's mishulachas. So why do you need this whole scenario of going on the roof and taking the tinnik? And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Pope Kekuchi Detzaydi. Kekuchi Detzaydi, Kuch Cotton, it's like a bunker, an excavation, Shel Tzayodim, Sheyach Peru Lemayrev Ha'ifes. It means they used to dig holes in the ground, and they used to hide themselves there to trap Ha'ifes. And they made some sort of a binyan over there. It was a flimsy binyan, but this was also this wasn't in a populated area. This was already in the forest or someplace. Av al gav tla binyan kavuahu lehavik yishuv. It's not a binyan kavua. It's not a yishuv. Hav ye mishalachas. So it is Mishalachas. Now, let us try a little to understand Pshat and the Saloche. Let us look at the Rabbeinu Gershom for a minute. Kuchi da'agme de'tzaydi, tzrifen these are hots, the yoyrim ktanim, shedorim behem tzayodim. Ol oisai gag also, and it went on the roof of this hut. The Mao de Taima Leichoshiv Gag, Kamash Malon, that it is called a Gag. Now let's try to understand what Rabbeinu Gershom is saying. Now we are speaking about, the Gemara Avmina held that this was a city. If you're talking about roofs, so it's a city. So it's a city, you don't need this whole thing. As soon as it walks into a city, there's the guts to walk into a populated area. So that's not a teva of a behemoth, of a chaya, so it's mina shemayim. No, we're not speaking about a populated area. We're speaking about a unpopulated area. We're speaking about a forest. Some hunters made a small type of a hut. Now, to go on top of the roof, which is, even though you're entering humans' residence, that they know. Here we're going into, like Rashi said, either the roof or in the house, you're going on the roof. So you're going on the roof, this already is, this is not normal, to go into someone's property. It's not a city, it's not an ear. That's where you need also Gabi Gag. But, it would seem that also Gabi Gag alone is not enough. Why do you have to say that they left the baby? Good. I mean, this is something. It's going directly into Yenim's property, which is not normal. But that alone, it seems, since it's not a populated area, that's both. The Rambam says we're speaking about a mokim that, I mean, this is a wilderness over here. So we have a shtikol reyese over here, but this rey, out this reyese, we wouldn't be going to tainis. Was not all a tinnik. It took a tinnik, the chiddush is a fila tinnik. We also make an asik out of it. In some it's more difficult to chepa with a larger person than a tinnik. A tinnik is also enough to start worrying. That's mishalachas. Now, this is a tziruf, it seems, of also gabigag, benotlus alatinik, a tziruf of these two that makes it mishalachas. Now, I don't understand. Now, we see from the, I really don't understand the Gemara. We see from the Rabbeinu Gershon, the salke daitach lechoshiv gag. I would think it's not a gag. Now, so the Rabbeinu Gershon, you see, I would think it's not a gag. So afilu, it took a tinnik. It's also garnish and garnish. It's not a gag. Kamash Malon, it is a gag. So we see we need the inyan of gag to make it mishalachas, because gag means that it's going into the property. Now, I don't know, what did it do with this tinnik? It's very unclear. It not lol the tinnik. Did it eat the tinnik? Or did it some as they killed the tinnik? If it ate the tinnik, I don't understand. We just said before, it seems they didn't follow the Braisa. It does not explain what the Chaya did with the tinnik. We don't know what happened with the tinnik. It's not all the tinnik. So I don't understand. If it ate the tinnik, so it was hungry. If a chayy is hungry, there's no kash. It's an agam, and it'll kill people over there. So it's hungry. So what's the reyese? Unless it seems that, but hungry you're here, hungry you're here, but to go into agag, that it doesn't do. An agam is mamish home ground. I mean, that's what it would seem. An agam is mamish home ground. But here you're going into a house. The chayy realizes it's going into a house on a roof or on the Rashi said on the first floor. Also, you're going into a house. So memela, you're not in Gansen in home property over here. You're going into their reshus. You're going into the reshus of a human being, which is against the nature of a chayyeh. The chayyeh. But that alone, that it had courage to go there, that alone, mistame, does not make it mishalachas. But going in and taking a tinnik, it seems afilu to eat the tinnik, because we don't know what it is, but this alone already is that means it had intentions to go into a mokim shel b'nei Adam and to fight with them, to kill or to take whatever the reason is. This is not normal. And this is worse than an agam, because an agam is their rishus. This is already in a rishus b'nei Adam. So this is mishulachas. It seems that's pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara weiter. Toner ab ala cherev. We hear in the Mishnah, and a cherev is also masriim. Toner abona. Cherev she'omru, ein tzorich loima cherev she'enei shol shalom. That an army wants to come in with the intentions they want to fight Rahman and Islam. Elo afilu cherev shol shalom. If they have no intentions of fighting with this country, they just want to use this country as a bridge to go someplace else. So it's also Masriyim. And the Miri explains over here that Afilu Acherev Shel Sholem, you're handling with soldiers who, when they're going to fight, they're not too well disciplined. And they do things, and the people's lands they're going through gets very annoyed, and friction is usual to come about. So a cherev shel sholem, it does not mean too much. It means we should be masriya that it shouldn't occur. So that's what the Braise is telling us. Afilu cherev shel sholem, also we are masriya. She'ein lecho cherev shel sholem yoisim ipari nechoy. We don't find historically a more greater cherev shel sholem. Va'afal pikein nichshal bo ha-melech Yoshio. Melech Yoshio was nichshal with his cherev shel sholem, and lemaise he was killed because of this. What does Rashi say? Ein tzach lo mecherev she'ein shel sholem, she'masriya noler, that ye masriya. Kalafilu cherev shel sholem, hoiveres derech oisei malchus, leilech lilochim b'mokemacher, you also masriya. What's the maise with the pari nechoy? Shanema, it says in the posik, vayishlach eilov, malochim leimer, that Yeshio did not want that pari nechoy should go through, pari nechoy wanted to go to fight in Mitzrayim. No, to fight with another Medina. Vayishlach eilov, malochim leimer, malivoloch, melech Yehuda. So Pari Nechoi sent messengers to Yeshio HaMelech. What's chapters to Le'alecho? Ato Halyoim, I'm not going on you. Ki al beis milchamti. Ve'lekim oma levaluni. And I have a nevuah we see from Yeshio HaNovi that I should do it now. So stop interfering. May Elohim Asherimi. We'll see this is already his Avodah Zarah. He was giving many haskomis that I should do what I'm doing. The Rabbi Yisrael said I should do, my Avodah Zarah said I should do. Ba'al Yashchischa. So stop it. So the Gemara says, Man Elohim, what is Elohim Asherimodi? Asherimi, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Zu Avodah Zarah. Omar. So Yeshio said, no, he started off with Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but then he ended off already with his Avodah Zarah, Eilu Kapodach, Rabbi Avodah Zarah, Yechil Melech. So I'll be able to make sure that he shouldn't go through. And again, so we see from Yeshio, we'll see later in Arai from a Pasuk, but Yeshio held this is detrimental to the country, letting in a army that even they say they're at peace with us. This is and that's the Gemara's raya. Emil, that's the raya that it's something that we should be masriyan, that it should not occur. It says in the posik, Vayeru Hayorim Lamelech Yeshio. They went and they shot him. V'yema ha-melech la'avodov avihuni kechleisi mi'oid. Mai kechleisi mi'oid omar av Yehuda marav melamed she'osu kol gufoi kekavore. That means he was shot so many times, he was shot, riddled like a sieve. Omar av Shmur banachmeni, omar av Yenison, mitnei ma nenash Yeshio. Why was he nenash? Others say this is a b'china of Meir Aloche b'fnei Rabbi. Others say that from the Nebuah of Yirmiyah, which Yirmiyah was being menabe Peronius coming, she should realize that the Deir is not roi to the brochus of Pashas b'chukaisa. And Meila, so he shouldn't have done what he had done. My drosh, what he made a drosh, v'cherev leisave ba'artzachem. He says, what is pshat this broch and parshah b'chukaisa v'cherev leisave ba'artzachem? My cherev, what kind of cherev are we speaking about? Ilayim cherev she'ein esho sholayim v'chsiv nesati sholem boros. If it means that there will not be any umis which will come and be loichem, Tetra Nasati Shon Boris. Ala Filu. Afilu Cherev Shel Shalom. So Memela, so we see there's a haftoche that Afilu Cherev Shel Shalom will not go to, which is Apollonius. So therefore, the Rebbein Shalom is Maftich, it won't occur. But he didn't know that the Deir, he was unaware of the Roas HaDeir, they were over there by the Zohar, without his knowledge. And Memele, so therefore, they were not Zeichet to this Broche. They were not Zeichet to this Broche, and if he would have asked Yirmiyo, Yirmiyo would have told him not to. You won't be Roy, you won't be Matzliach. But he didn't ask Yirmiyo. So that is why this calamity happened, that he was killed. I saw a very interesting Ben Yoyoda. Ben Yoyoda he was under the impression that nothing's going to happen. Yirmiyo knew that it's the wrong thing to do. So he asks, why didn't Yirmiyo tell him? I mean, he's going out with Muhammad, so let him tell him, this is not the right thing to do. He says something very interesting. He says, he brings down from Sforim that the neshama of Ochoz was Megulgul in Yeshio. And he says, Chazal tell us that when they shot, he had the Losh of Balamich also called Gufoi Kikavore. That his body was riddled like a sieve. The Gemara says that Yeshayo wanted to speak with Ochoz, and it means the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Ochoz was ashamed of him. So he went and he put over his head, he put over a Gemara relates that Yeshayo wanted to speak with Ochoz, and Ochaz was ashamed of Yeshayo Novi, and he went and he covered his head with a keli that was, the Kaifsim used to use this keli, and it was also a keli with a lot of holes. He was ashamed to face Yeshayo Novi. So the Ben Yoyada says that if he would have asked them, he would have told them that you shouldn't go out in Muhammad, because he knew that this could happen. But if he didn't ask him, so he did not want to mingle with his actions, because he knew that the Nishmas Ochoz was Nizgalgul in Yeshio, and this would be the Tikkun. This would be the Tikkun of Ochoz, that he was killed, that Yeshio was killed, that was the Tikkun. And he was riddled like a sieve to show that was the S'chus he had, because he had taken a Kli Kaivis, which is similar to a sieve, and he covered his head out the Bushe from Yeshio. So Memele, so that's chus, he was zeichet to have this tikkun, to mean his galgun yeshio, and eventually to get killed. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ki have nechen avshe. He was in the process of dying. Choze Yirmiyo sivose de komarachshe. So he saw his lips moving. Omar Shemo Chas V'Sholom Milson Deloim Ugona Omar Agav Tzari. Maybe now, because of the tremendous tzar he's in, he's saying something that he should not say. In Odom Nitvas Al Tzaroi. That's true, but others say so. But if he would have said something Machmas Tzari, he wouldn't have made such a hesped that he made on him. So he wanted to hear what he's saying. Is gochin say bantown vishomai the komadzik oleidina anafshe omar tzadiku Hashem kipiu morisi. So mainly he was misvade, was madzik the dinda. The reason that this happened to me is because I should have asked Yirmiyah Novi. Posach aleya he shaita say so the tzitkis of Yeshio. So this capital in Iyuv, in Necha, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. Zogt Rashi, Vayishlach Eilu Malochim Lema Mali Voloch Melech Yehude, Lo Yalecho Ata Hayoyim, Kiel Beis Mul. I'm not going on you, Kiel Beis Mul Chamti, ולקים אומה לבעלני חדל לך מאלים השרימי, לילך נהיה לך יום אישיו יוצא לקרוס למלחמה. ולאי נוסני לבה, ניסוני לבה בארצוי, ושאול לך פארי נכו עם הלוחם להם, אתה תל להם, what are you hampering me? מה נלהים קום עלי פארי נכו חדל לך מאלים השרימי? למה מדרסי ויירו היירם דמש מיירי הישרבס יירו המוירם. This others are not clear as this Rashi because Agamor does not darshan this from Vayirin. The Moses says, Maiki echleisi miyoid. It's not from the Vayiru Hayoirin. Echleisi miyoid. That's the Gemara Darshan of Yudha Marah Malami Chosu Kol Gufa Kekvor. That's from Vayiru Hayoirin. Omar of Yudha Marah Malami Chosu Kol Gufa Kekvor. Aksiv and Asati Sholombo. So Lamai Hilchus Ekos Verachmone לאידו חרו וחרו לסבא בארצכן, על אפילו חרב של שולם, שאין די רדוי מיופה בעיני המוקר. זוכת גמור הוויתה. מיהר אין דמישנה, מייסה ויולדוס קיינים מירושלים לרעים. So it said that they saw an אשקלון, there was a שידופן, כמו ליתנו. What does this mean? So Shidofen Kimolitana means that the Tvur that was damaged, we're saying they were measuring the amount of Tvur. The Tvur that was damaged was Kimolitana. Iboyulu Kimolitana Tvur. Does it mean that it means if you fill up, you have so much Tvur that you could fill up Tano with it? Idume Kimolitana Pas. What means kemolei tano pas? That means enough tvua that you could fill up a tano with pas. Now, there was a standard size of a tano. If you fill up the whole tano with tvua, you put inside tvua, and if you can put much more tvua, then you'll fill up a tano with pas. The pas was only stuck to the walls. So that means there's a much less amount of tvua used when you're just baking breads and sticking them to the walls of the tano. So what is the shiur? And for the Gemara, kimole pi tano. You have the size of the pe of the tano. Okay, the pe of the tano was something shaped like a cone. It was open at the top. That was lochay the pe of the tano. They used to stick in from the top the pitas. So you can't put tvue on the pair of the tano, because the tvua is going to fall in. So you can't have a shear of kemole petano. That can't be. So memele, so tzicha means pitois. Vadayin tiboyilohu. Kekisuye de tanure. Does it mean like the kisi of the tano? Idulme ki dore de rifte. The hodalei lepuma de tanure, or the row of bread that surrounds the mouth of the tano take. Now, let us just see the Rabbeinu Gershon for 1 second, and then we'll see Rashi. Sit Rabbeinu Gershon. Kikiso, the third line. Kikiso de tanure, kikisui pi hatano, Bahainu pas echad. That means the tanu, he said, was shaped like a cone, and they used to sometimes, and there was an opening on the top, used to go and put through this opening, used to go and stick the, used to stick the pitas on the walls of the tanu. But seems sometimes they used to just shut off the opening, put a cover on the opening. So lechayre from the Beit Gershim, it would seem that mohes swatzai kemolei pitano. Does it mean you'll take one pass and that'll cover this hole which is on top of the tano? Take one pass and you cover that hole. So that's the shear. How much it takes to make one pass that can cover the hole? That's one side. Oy dilme ki dore derifte dahodele lepuma de tanure take. Now let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Iboilu kemolei tano tvue, vahainu shir godl. That's a big shir. Yoisim emolei tano pas. That's much more than you're filling up the tano with pas. The shir kotenu, this is the shir of pas is a shir koten. Shein derech lemalois kol chlala tano pas. You don't fill up the whole cholol of the tano with bread. Ela bitfanois madvikenois. They only used to stick the bread to the walls of the tano. Toshma diktoni chode ki hai lishne. Ki molei pi hatano. That how much you have to fill up the peh of the tano. The hainu pas. Dilu tvua le motze kaimal pi hatano. You can't put tvua on the peh of the tano. It's going to fall in. So lecheira, I think Rashi was geiris like the Rabbeinu Gershon. Like, that's argil. So the tzad is, do we say that it's kikisuya de tano, the tanure? The Rashi doesn't explain that. L'chayre, that's one pass. Oidilme, this is the second side. Ki dore de rifte. Shure shalechem advukim ze eitzel ze befi atano. So l'chayre, Rashi in this first lotion means to say that if you have this cone over here and you'll make the cone ends up with the, on top of the cone is the that's the pi atano. Used to stick through this cone, used to stick bread or the pieces of dough on the walls. So it could be the first row right underneath the opening of the tano, you'll stick breads, or stick maybe five breads and on the walls of the tano. So that is lechaira kimole idume ki dora derifta, a row of breads. Shure shel lechem hadvukim ze eitzel ze befiatano. That's one shot Harashi learned the tzad of Dora de Rifte. Inami shemadvikin ze lemailami ze at piatano. So Rashi would seem to say in the second lotion that you make a row of breads not that reaches up to the piatano. It means you stop from the bottom, you go up till the piatano. That lechere is the second pshat in Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, "Kemole tano tvua idume kemole tano pas kemole tano tvua have pelushoi kemole chlala tano." So that means you're filling up the whole cholol of the tano tvua. Dainu yaisa mimole tano pas. Yeah. Toshma kemole pi tano pas. Taisvis seems that it's a beferish pas. Vimkei mairi bepas. Vadayin tiboiloch kemole pi tano. Kemole pi tano. Kemole eagle pi tano. Dahainu shure shel lechem sviveis pi atano. So Taisvis says that's the first tzad. Oy dilme ki dore de rifte vahadelei lepume de tanura. Shurei, shurei shalechem zu lamayla mizu ad piyatano. So Daksim and Taisvis did not have this gils of kikisuya de tanura. Taisvis had, the shayla is it the, you have, what, the, surrounding the peha tanur, or I think all the walls of the tanur are you stick breads in them till you reach the pi hatano.